Joined now on the air by the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, who I hope is also getting a chance to enjoy the day. Mayor, thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be with you, Aaron. Yep, in fact, hopefully before the afternoon is over, we'll take a little walk on Riverwalk. And I am looking forward to meeting up with some of our travel journalists who are visiting our area this week. I know we've got a couple tours of Hillsboro scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday that supposedly are going to be very well attended, according to the sign-up sheets. So that's a very exciting event for our area.
So you're going to be able to meet with some of them this week?
Yes. So I will be at the opening, reception tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm. I certainly will be there. Be at the luncheon and say a few words as mayor, and also at the welcoming reception. As it turns out, I'm also there as an artist, as one of the artists from the Orange County Artist Guild. And so we'll have one of those piece of work that will be presented. But mostly I'll have a chance to be with the folks who have signed up for a tour of Hillsboro. And we're offering two tours for the folks who are attending the conference. One is on Wednesday and one is on Thursday. They'll bus up to Hillsboro. We'll have a nice box lunch at the Farmers Market Pavilion, talk a little bit about the town, and then take them on a little tour of Riverwalk that'll go through the Okunichi Village into the stickwork sculpture.
Nice.
And then we have folks from our visitor center who will take it from there and be able to take them on to some of the historic sites in town, or let people walk on their own, as the case may be.
Really cool. So attendees at this conference are going to get a chance to see a lot. And they've got choices and options all week long. You can see Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County. You can go on a farm tour. Hillsboro, of course, they're going to get a chance to sample all the great local restaurants in the area, a lot of local breweries. And the list just goes on for what they're going to be able to see and do and experience. And I know all of those can be the source or the inspiration for great travel writing later. And this is something that we've really seen with Hillsboro in the last couple of years, between articles by the New York Times and other national publications. We were close to being the number one coolest town in America. Was that last year or the year before? And there's so many great articles that have come out about Hillsboro's food scene and the history and the literary scene and everything else. How much of an impact do articles like that have on not just local tourism, but just the town in general?
Well, I think they have a tremendous impact, Aaron. We're finding that we have more and more visitors coming to town. Mm-hmm. These visitors are helping populate the restaurants and the shops, and we're seeing more shops and venues opening up in town, and I think that's a lot of it because of the folks who are coming here. It's just been fabulous to get the attention that we're getting. There are some folks who get really nervous about it, like, can we keep this a secret? but a lot of folks, want to visit a place that's a classic small town that's recognizable kind of in its archetypal form, but is also very, very distinct, but is a good place to visit. So it's not that everyone necessarily wants to move here. And for those who do want to move here, I think that's great. And there's only so many places to be here. And I would rather folks who say, I love it, and I hear this pretty regularly too, that, I came to Hillsboro, I looked at it, I had a friend or family or somebody who was in this area and said, oh, this is a great place that I want to live. And I talked to somebody who moved into Waterstone just a couple weeks ago and says, I love this town, or a few months ago. And I'm seeing that over and over again. So we're finding people who've moved here recently feeling like they just love the area, and that's what you want. That's how you're going to build a civic responsibility. The key thing about all these articles and things to do in this the Travel Journalist Conference, and this is true for Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro and Orange County, is all of those wonderful things are things that we get to do every day.
Yep.
And so we know it's just a good opportunity for us to see how wonderful our own backyard is.
Absolutely. If you're listening out there, you want to find out more about the conference that's coming up this week, NATJA.org is the website. That's National or North American Travel Journalists Association, NATJA.org, to find out more about that. But that starts tomorrow and runs all the way through the end of the week. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor, I got to talk about the big development that happened in Hillsborough towards the end of last week, which is seeming resolution to the Colonial Inn issue that has really galvanized the town and gotten a lot of people talking over the last couple of years. This was an ongoing fight between town officials and the owners of the Colonial Inn, Francis Henry, about what to do with that building, how to revitalize it, refurbish it, redevelop it. The town was going through an eminent domain process to try to take it over, but there was a mediation. Town and the Colonial Inn owners worked out an agreement, and Colonial Inn owners are going to try to sell the property is the next step. So what do people need to know about that? How did the mediation happen? How were you able to work it all out?
Well, you captured the main points of it, Aaron. Nice job.
I was trying to remember the press release from a couple days ago.
Well, and of course, we were in the eminent domain process. A requirement of the process, you know, good for the courts, is that there is a required mediation, and we certainly, I think all parties would love to see, you know, some kind of settlement, which is what we have, in lieu of a really nasty court battle. And I think this is a very, very good compromise. Kudos to the owners. I think we've had a cooperative arrangement, and when we finally got this proposal on the table, I think we quickly came together on it. They're going to put the Colonial Inn on the market. We have withdrawn the eminent domain request, and that means it's free and clear for private ownerships to come in. And I think we all agree. I mean, the main thing we want to see is this property restored. Mm-hmm. If we realize that takes time, the town, you know, does have an option to refile the eminent domain. We have 1 year to do so. We're certainly going to hold off on that until that year is up. If there has not been a closure from a new owner on the property, then we will probably just go ahead and refile just to make sure that we have our options open. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, a win for everybody, though. It gets the opportunity to get it on the market and let the market decide kind of what value is. We've settled part of the court debate. If we have to go back to refiling, that we're not going to contest the town's ability to take the property and then reimburse the owner. The only thing that we would then contest would be what that valuation is, and we'd be looking at valuation at the time that we file in 2016. So seems to me to be very fair, and I'm just glad everybody all around is working towards that. We're certainly, you know, know that we're expecting, you know, sometime soon in the next few days, or at least the next couple of weeks, to see some announcements from the owners about the property being on the market. And so I think that's just a good move for everybody. So we're happy with that.
Sounds good. And I know we're going to talk about that more at a later date, right?
Sure. In fact, part of the agreements was, I think the AHL was mentioned specifically.
Yeah, we were, I was looking at that, and it's like, hey, Blake, get in here. Take a look at this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, part of that is just, well, you know, we just want to be able to sit down, you know, together and go to media outlets and get mentioned, you folks specifically. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, of course, we're happy to do that. And so that was very clear and wrote that into the agreement. So we're just working now on scheduling to have an opportunity to do that, where we can talk a little bit more at length.
So longer conversation there at a later date.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so stay tuned, everybody.
All right, sounds good. So, again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov. If you want to find out more information about the town, visit hillsboroughnc.com if you want to find out more information about events and happenings coming up. And one of the big ones is coming up this weekend, right? The Spring Garden Tour in Hillsborough.
That's right. That's always a big event in Hillsborough. It's going to include not only some wonderful gardens that are in the historic area and other place in the sort of core of town. But I think my understanding is also going to include some places out in the countryside as well. And so Town and Country Gardens, there's a photography exhibit that's associated with this. There is a plant sale that's happening. So it's just one of the lovely events that happen every year in Hillsborough. As you were discussing before, I came on the air with you. We're going to have some lovely, lovely weather, and hopefully yes. that will carry on into the weekend. So far, it looks like that's going to be the case. So come on out to Hillsborough for the garden tour. If you really want to get your hands dirty a little bit, there's also opportunities in Hillsborough for a cemetery cleanup. I know on Sunday there's a jazz concert that's happening on Sundays at Weaver Street Market, I believe, and of course just always sort of events happening around town. But the garden tour is the big thing that we've got going on. That's fun to do.
Awesome.
In Hillsborough.
And again, yeah. HillsboroughGardenClubNC.com if you want to find out more information about that. Mayor, before we let you go, other things happening around town? I know downtown work is still going on.
Well, sure. In the downtown work, and it's probably we will be talking about that throughout the summer into the fall, Aaron, but it's worth mentioning where we are. They're continuing to build up the pad across from Weaver Street. In the coming week, they're being looking at putting some of the piping for stormwater catch basins that need to be installed or reinstalled in Hillsborough. So we're going to see that. A lot of folks have seen these giant planters that have happened in town. They're now filled with dirt, and they're part of that streetscape that you see on King Street. So that's interesting. And of course, we're working on the budget, and next Monday, I'm sure we'll talk about this next week, but it will be our first budget hearing that we will have. Not a lot of changes from when we talked about a little bit earlier today, but it's right here in front of us. So that's right on our radar screen, really, really coming in close to us real soon.
HillsboroughNC.gov to find out more information about town government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for events and happenings around town. HillsboroughGardenClubNC.com for the garden tour coming up this weekend. And if you want to find out more about the North American Travel Journalists Association Conference, NATJA.org is the website there. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you.